You're listening to a podcast from 702.
It's World Teachers Day. Today marks World Teachers Day, and this is a day that's recognized annually every year on the 5th of October since 1994. And it commemorates the anniversary of the adoption of the 1966 International Labour Organization and UNESCO recommendation concerning the status of the teachers. And this year's theme is Teachers Leading in Crisis, Reimagining the Future. And we've had to reimagine the future, right? And how we do everything, from how we go about with our day-to-day lives to the work that we do for teachers and the education system. They've had to relook at how teaching can continue in a safe way, in instances where it's possible they've done it from home. You know, there've been virtual classes, and maybe this is where we're going to end up in the future. So the COVID-19 has really changed how we have conducted our lives, how some professions have changed. I want us to really appreciate and recognize the amazing work that teachers do today. So I want to hear from you. Tell me about the stories which you have. In fact, I'll call in Ayanda, one of the producers, who had an incredible story about a teacher who, and I'll call her later on the show to tell us that story, because she says she's got a teacher who made a huge impact on her life. And sometimes that's that, right? When teachers show that confidence in you and they say, you can do it. And they don't know, I feel sometimes, the contribution and the impact that they have on our lives, whether through them pushing us to do and be better or just them reassuring us and saying, you've got this. So send me a voice note on 0727021702. Tell me about, you know, your teacher who has changed your life and the impact that one of your teachers has had on you. And maybe it was in primary school, maybe it was in high school. Send me a WhatsApp, 0727021702. You can give me a call. Just give a shout out to your teacher today. Let's appreciate them. You can also call on 011-883-0702. Let's bring in Kimon Fatidis now, who's the marketing director of Social Innovations. It's a social investment agency and the author of Where Light Shines Through. It's an incredible book, Tales of Can-Do Teachers in South Africa's No-Fee Public Schools, right? And it's an incredible book, really. And it tells of, you know, the different stories here, the different teachers. So let's welcome Kimon. And Kimon, I'm actually told that you are the managing director of Social Innovations. So thank you so much for your time. Welcome to the show.
Yes, good morning, Clement. For sure.
So, yeah, first of all, tell me about the book. Kimon, I was reading through the stories of the teachers here that have been profiled, and it's really incredible stories. Why did you decide to do this? You know, look at these teachers, these can-do teachers, and tell their stories.
So, Clement, I run a social investment agency. We work in many schools around the country with many, many teachers around the country. And the teachers I've worked with over many years have always inspired me, and I've always thought of them as can-do. So the notion of can-do is something that I wanted to explore more fully and to understand more fully, because it influences how we go into schools, because we look at going into can-do schools with can-do teachers. The second motivation, I think, is maybe deeper. When I started this research, our headlines were overwhelmed by stories of state capture, of corruption, of public officials who were abusing their positions of power. And I knew that there were these can-do teachers out there. And for the sake of my own sanity, I guess, I wanted to shift the narrative away from public officials who were in power towards those who were in service. And I decided to go on a journey of 2 years in between, obviously, my work and my other things, and to meet these teachers and to profile public officials who were in service. So that was those were really the two motivations.
Talk about the importance of these teachers, Kimon, in the lives of those that they are tasked with teaching. How important is that, and what were you able to learn from these teachers that you met? You know, what is that common thing that they all share?
So, Clements, I think what it is, you know, if you consider there are about 500,000 teachers in South Africa across about 27,000 schools, I've written about 16 of them. But these teachers who I've profiled are not performing because they have better resources or better training or better opportunity or anything like that. Obviously, all of those things help. They are excelling because of the attitude that they have chosen to bring to work every day and that they have chosen to bring to their profession. So I think really the common ingredient is really attitude. And this book, more than anything else, is an exploration of attitude. And I think what is really powerful about attitude is whoever we are, whatever our circumstances, our attitude is our choice. It is something that we bring into the world. So really what I believe is the common ingredient is the attitude. And that is really what the story portrays, is the attitude of the teachers.
Yeah. Do you think they're appreciated enough, Kimon? I mean, we do have awards, you know, we have award ceremonies that appreciate the teachers and the role that they play. But some people will argue it's still a thankless job. You know, sometimes there's not enough training for the teachers, the training that they need for their work. Sometimes they're not paid enough. You know, sometimes they deal with issues and we never think about the psychological support for them as well, because sometimes someone once said they're de facto psychologists because they don't not just teaching those children, but sometimes they counsel them. Yes, Kimon?
Yeah, sorry, I was losing you a bit, but and Clement, I'm not going to romanticize really the role of a teacher, because being a teacher in South Africa, particularly in low-resourced schools, in communities where there's limited access to technology, where teachers are, besides delivering content, they are working with a whole range of issues in the classrooms, children who are needing all sorts of social support and all sorts of things. So it is a massively difficult job. And the book draws out the character traits of a can-do teacher, and one of them is resilience. So there's one teacher, for example, Stephen Adams from Cape Town, who works in an area which is massively overrun by gangs and gang warfare, an area called Kraaifontein, which is the murder capital of the world. And he told me, you know, sometimes he goes home to his wife and he just says, I just can't do this anymore. Mm-hmm. It is too stressful. It was wearing down his health. And then he said, and then I realized I have a heart for this. I have a passion for this. Mm-hmm. And I just get up and I go and I do what I can. So you have to be, I believe, a really a certain kind of person to have the character traits, to have the resilience, to keep going every day. So I think given our circumstances in South Africa, resilience is massively important as a trait.
I want to bring in Agnes now. Agnes Mdimkulu is one of the teachers that Kimon actually profiles and speaks to in this book, Where Light Shines Through. And Agnes is a teacher with over 20 years of experience, and she joins us on the line now. Agnes, good morning. Welcome to the show.
Good morning, Clement, and how are you this morning?
I'm all right, Agnes. I'm all right. Thank you so much for joining us. I know that you've had to step out of class for us. I hope you are passionate, it appears, Agnes, about your profession. You've been doing it for 20 years.
More than that?
How long has it been?
Yes. I'm almost to 28 years now.
Oh, 28 years. Where do you locate that passion for teaching? Where did it start?
It's actually, now it is within. But, you know, when I had a family, a white family that adopted me to pay for my fees, that's where it started. I wanted to be in medical technology. I wanted to be a social worker. I wanted to be, you know, I wanted to follow a lot of careers. But now, here was I in those years when I was accepted at Transvaal College of Education, and I did not have money to pay the fees. But now, a white family volunteer to pay for my fees, and that's where all the love began.
And how has it been? How has the journey been for you, Agnes? I mean, teachers will tell you of their different experiences, you know, You know, some people actually took teaching not because they were passionate about it, but you know, they had limited options. Some people will say it's very stressful. You know, I think last year we were seeing this spike in, you know, children, pupils who were being physically, you know, who were assaulting their teachers. You know, there was physical violence towards the teachers at some point. And I wonder what the experience has been for you. And when you were looking even at those stories, did that discourage you at some point and made you sit down and consider leaving the profession?
I must say, Clement, it's a journey. And in this journey, there are pros and cons. You know, there are ups and downs, and it matters how you perceive all these things that you are experiencing along the way, whether do you look back or do you step ahead. I want to be honest with you, Clement. At some stage, I find myself resigning because of many reasons that I may not say right now. One of it is, you know, salary, you know. Some of these things makes one to look back. At some stage, I resigned, but I want to say sometimes you find yourself, you know, in a journey with wrong people. You find yourself in a journey with people not inspiring you or motivating you to be a better teacher. My actual journey of prosperity and success and productivity started when I came to Thabisang Primary School. You know, I'm a secondary teacher, and I taught at numerous schools. But I landed on fruitful ground of Thabisang Primary School in Orlando West. That's where, you know, my eyes were opened to see teaching in another dimension. You know, I was so inspired by the principal herself, the SMT, you know, and the staff of Thabisang. And I got nurtured, I got inspired, and they also saw a potential in me where I was also, and I want to say, Clement, I'm a hard worker, I'm not bragging, I'm a hard worker, not only a hard worker, but I'm a smart worker. Ngiyabamba, Clement, when I work, I don't look back, and you know, I always strive to do my best. And they realized that, they noticed that, you know, this is a born teacher. And, you know, in all my years of teaching, when I landed on the fruitful grounds of Thabisang, they noticed the skills that I have. They noticed the potential in me. Something hidden inside of me was revealed. They saw it, you know, and they nominated me to be entering, you know, the National Teachers Award. That's where my beautiful journey started.
And I want to know, how do you get more young people to be passionate about this profession, Agnes? Because some of them don't really take it as the first option, and they don't take it as something that they can do and be passionate about. Where do we start? How do we get young people to understand the importance of this profession? Because it truly is an important one, but you just need to get young people to be attracted to it. So how do we make it attractive? So that years from now, we can talk to Aboyanga Agneses who will say, we are here and we are actually loving it, or we plan on being teachers.
You know what? It's a good question what you're asking now, because I'm seated with a young woman in my house where I've been trying to motivate and inspire to say, follow teaching, look at me, you know, and I'm battling to get her right, even my elder children, you understand? I battle to get them right because, you know, teaching has been the least profession to follow. What I can say is it has to start in the classroom. It has to start at a young age. Right now, what I do in my classes, I have introduced, and it is now across the whole school, I have introduced peer teaching. You know, where you have learners that are battling, maybe because they don't understand your approach, or maybe they don't understand you standing in front of them. Maybe you're trying to use different approaches, not working. I came up with the principle of peer teaching, where you appoint, you can even ask the child who has a challenge in some concepts, maybe in mathematics, to say, who do you choose to mentor you or to tutor you? That's where it starts, as early as grade 4, as early as grade 5. Now, that's where the love of teaching will come to be in, you know, in the class that we're experiencing today. The peer teaching, you take the child who has more strength in some certain area, you team that particular child with the one who has a weakness in one way or the other.
That's an incredible story, Agnes. Thank you so much for sharing your story with us. Agnes Mtumkulu is a teacher, over 27 years of experience, and Kimon Fatidis is the MD of Social Innovations and the author of this book, Where Light Shines Through, The Tales of Can-Do Teachers in South Africa's No-Fee Public Schools. Maybe you are a teacher yourself. Tell me why you're in love with your profession, or maybe you don't like it anymore. Why is that the case? Send me a voice note. I'll play some of the voice notes, and when I come back from the break, I'll also take some of your stories. Who do you want to give out? Give a shout out to? What impact did the teachers have on your life? Give me a call on 011-883-0702.
702.
The Clement Maniatela Show.
Let's walk the talk.
All right, I'm taking your reaction. Give a shout out to your teachers. Which teacher had an impact on your life, and what was that impact? Send me a voice note or give me a call. There are some voice notes that have come through.
I just want to talk about my physical science and maths teacher, Mr. Crewell, who was teaching me standard 9 and 10 in 1987 and 1988. That man contributed to my success today. He made sure that I get 100% in both subjects. And I remember the first time I met his daughter, who was 12 years then, and he was introducing me to her. The daughter said, "Oh, now this is Nolundi. I know you because my father always tells me that when he marks your papers, he's always looking for a mark to deduct." So that man was a great teacher, Mr. Crewell. He was an Indian guy in the former Transkei at Kumbu Village High School. Thank you.
Ah, what a beautiful story.
Hi, Clement. Temi Ngosi from Blue Hills here. I've got two teachers that I'd like to appreciate. The first one is my own sister, Aviwe Kichini. She's amazing. And may she carry on representing us in the world as she is in the UAE where she's teaching right now. And secondly, my high school teacher, Mrs. George, was at Galvindale High School, and she brought out the best in me. I am who I am because of Mrs. George. Thank you.
Ah, that's beautiful. Ayanda, I was telling you guys earlier that Ayanda did share a story earlier that I thought was interesting. You also had a teacher who had an impact on your life.
I did, Clement. Most of my teachers, actually, I've got three impactful teachers, but the story that I was sharing with you was of my grade, I think it was a grade 5, 6, and 7 teacher, Mrs. Blechnote, in primary school. And just to give context, I went to like a white Afrikaans school. And when I started in kindergarten in the school, I was one of probably like 5 or 6 black kids in the school. And obviously when you come, you have that inferiority complex. You can't speak Afrikaans. You're still struggling with English. I'm a child, black child that comes from a township, from a struggling family. And just the level of confidence that she instilled in me. And every time I said I couldn't, she literally had to force me to say, "You can." And when I left the school in 2000, okay, let me not reveal my age, but when I left the school in grade 7, she actually wrote a little note on my t-shirt saying, "President one day, ?" And she said, "I'll be watching."
Oh, wow.
You know, and she had to remind me to say, I don't think you saw what I wrote, on your shirt. But that's how much I believe in you. And I really, really think that you're going to change the world. And I don't think she understood what she was saying as a to a 13-year-old back then, but I literally took that and I carried that with me wherever I went. So even when choosing what I was going to study, even me deciding to get into journalism, I kept thinking, someone said to me that I'm going to change the world.
Ah, that's a beautiful story. Yeah. And that's just the impact that these teachers have on us. And sometimes, like Ayanda says, you don't know if they realize that impact at the time. Mapula, you're calling us from Mabopane. Hi.
Hi, Clement. You know what? I want to give a shout out to my sister and her husband. Both of them started as teachers in their profession. They are selfless teachers, amazing ones. And, you know, I mean, for me, the one teacher that stood out for me in my primary school was a teacher who came in just briefly at school. And she really built my confidence. You know, we suffered body shaming. Fellow learners would then shame you. And at one point, I was a bit chubby. And so she then just built my confidence and said, she is, you know, she is a little bit well-built. She never, never make me feel less.
Oh, that's incredible, Mapula. Shout out to that teacher. And thank you to the teachers and the amazing work that you are doing. We appreciate you.